said over in the past, the mice that occurred to myself that happened in Eretz Yisrael, I had in my building, one floor below me, a family that was more modern. And in the building there was some, well, different types of families. There was also a very, very Haredi family, very special couple, very, very Haredi. It was Hushing of the man, learned from cabinets, very, very serious, Eretz Yisrael Dikiyid. Very, very serious Yid. And Baruch Hashem, my wife and I had a shaykhis to both. The people, express the Haredi guy, and to the wonderful family below us, we had Zerchta shaykhis to both. Obviously, the Haredi family, another one, I don't think ever said hello to each other. They're in the shaykhis. But there was one time, it seems, I wasn't around, I was in yeshiva, but it seems that they had some sort of party, the family below us, and people came to the party, not them, people came to the party dressed extremely prussed, exceedingly prussed to the party. The ladies, it was Shalom B'dar Chatzniyas, very, very prussed to the building. So up went a sign by the Mor Haredi family, one above us, and the sign said in very bold letters, they put up a sign on the building, HaKnisa B'binyin Zeh Ach V'rak B'Vush Sanua. Such a sign that to enter this building, you can only come in. See, it's like a very bold sign went up. I was very, very troubled by it. I was very, very troubled. This is the way to give Musa. You never said Shalom Aleichem to them. I was troubled because they were Chashim people. They were not just, he was a miyuchad. He was a masmid, a tyrant person, miyuchad. I was very troubled. It's an utter nonsense. Such nonsense. You never say Shalom to them. You speak to them about it. This is going to be effective, just effective in making machlokes. It's not going to stop anything. It's ineffective. It's ineffective. So I was very, we shouldn't be troubled by it. I felt, say Shalom Aleichem. I don't even know, you can't even give Musa. You're in a position, if you never were friendly, you can't give Musa. But so now you see it's sorry to be friendly, so become friendly for 2 weeks. Okay, so do it now, Shalom Lishma. This is your agenda. Become friendly for 2 weeks. Speak to them in all honesty. If you don't want to become friendly for 2 weeks, speak to them. Tell them, put it in an ocean that's, this is nothing. I was very, very disturbed by it. And I held Ashkocha, it was the week of Parsha Shlach. Unbelievable. I said, that Shabbos, I opened up the Chavetz Chaim. I had a Friday night, I like learning Chumash Friday nights. I was learning Chavetz Chaim on Chumash. And Chavetz Chaim is a whole piece on Yeshua and Kalev, this week's parasha. Beautiful piece, where he says, there's a medrash Yeshua and Kalev, the shul, and we're equal. He says, about they weren't equal, Yeshua was bigger. Yeshua became the leader of Klal Yisrael. So let's say Yeshua and Kalev are equal, shul. Zok to Chavetz Chaim, the two mahalchim, to react to evil doing. It's a beautiful piece. I'm not saying the details, I don't remember all the details. All the years I looked it up, I said the details. It's a beautiful piece, it's like a light, nice long piece. It's an arichos. But he says there are two reactions to chaytim. There's one reaction that you make believe that you're one of them. You become friendly with them, but not even make believe, you come close to them, and you speak to them, and you soft with them. That's one reaction. That's one type of reaction. There's another type of reaction is that you come out fiery. You come out kanois. Come out fiery, what type of shmos is this? Terrible. There are two reactions. He says each one is a chsarn and a maila. Each one is a chsarn and a maila. The maila of the one who's friendly and warm and sweet is he's more likely to be makarif those people. It's better for those the makarifim. That's the Yeshua Mahalich. It's better for those, I'll let you get to Yeshua and color design. It's better for those to be makarif. The chsarn is that mitzad the one doing it, it's a danger. It's a risk, you put yourself at risk. Because you're connected to them, you have shaykhs to them, you have to watch your ainayim, you don't say anything wrong, it's dangerous. So you're at danger in tzad echad, it's not shaming, but it's better for the one being carried, it's a ma'alim son. The other ma'alim, the kanois, has a chsar, it's ineffective, Chavetz Chaim writes. You're not going to be makarif them, the kanois. The ma'al is, you're protected, you're safe. Zog the Chavetz Chaim, that the medish which says it's a brice or something. It's a brice. He quotes. It says Moshe that Yeshua and Kalev were shulim. These pshatas. Usually he says Kalev was on their side. Kalev the pshat was made believe he was on their side. Was one of them. Kalev made believe he's one of them, and he acted with them. That's why That's why they list at the end to Kalev. When Kalev spoke, it doesn't say Yeshua spoke. Because Kalev was made believe Kilu was Imahim. Hashem and Yeshua was fiery against them. He says also that's why Kalev went to Davin and Yeshua didn't go to Davin, because Kalev was nervous to be influenced. He says that's why Moshe Ben Metchila gave a brach to Yeshua, added a name to Yeshua, the Chavzayim says, because he was worried he'd get killed. It was a practical thing. He was worried Yeshua would get killed, because Yeshua came out against them, he'd worried they'd kill him. So Yeshua was the Kanoi, and Kalev was with them. And the Chavzayim, that it says the Shulman means these two Mahalchim are equal. You have to respect each one. I felt it was amazing, Ashkocha, that Shabbos, I saw that Neret Yisrael, that's more the Mahalach. That gives you, sheds light, the whole Mahalach of the Charedim, of the Frum and Eretz Yisrael, which is different than sometimes than our Messiah in a lot of ways. But the Mahalach there, you want, and it's changing, it's funny, it's interesting, it's fascinating, it is changing. With the Kiruv that they're doing in Eretz Yisrael now, it's changing. It's interesting. But till now, the Messiah there was different than our Messiah. Very different than the Messiah that died in America. The Messiah there was to fire against, it's ineffective Kiruv. There couldn't be less effective Kiruv than what goes on by the Charedim in Eretz Yisrael. It's on tape, I'm saying it on tape, but it's true. Everybody knows the truth. It's not a chiddush. It's not wrong. What I'm going to say is that, as you see here, it's not wrong. It's very shver Kiruv, it's ineffective. Now they're doing better. Now it's changed. Over the years, it couldn't be more effective. Ineffective. Because this mahalach of kanois, of not reaching out, of speaking, of talking, of being none to you in the same country. So vice they felt that it was too much a sakana of being influenced. That we live in such small turfs, we just have to come out fire, which is the mahalach. Knisa binyan zeh, just fire. There's no kesher, there's no conversation, there's no. An extreme way. And that till now was the Mahalach of the Charedim, which for some reason, I don't know why, maybe once the positions are so firm, now we could change. For some reason, they've moved more towards Kalev's side right now. It's moving with the Kiruv, with reaching out. Gedolim have come out. A new thing. This is a relatively new thing that people have to give Meister their time. Every younger man, you have to speak to the Frey, whoever. It wasn't the Mahalach till now. It's not the Mahalach. It's changing Baruch Hashem. And it's not having an effect. They're seeing tremendous Kiruv that we never saw before. They're all impressed with the Kiruv. Listen, in America, we knew the secret for years. Now, I'm not saying better or worse. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, it's Shulim, it's Shachal, the two Mahalchim. He did, Rabbi Farkas showed me that Rabbi Chaim Knievsky says, Taka, that the right Mahalch is the Kadosh. And in this Derech Sikha, they asked him, I the Chavetz Chaim says Shulim. He says, what can I do? This is what I heard, this Shem Chavetz Chaim. He heard it from a Granyamin, Shem Chavetz Chaim. Now, he doesn't word it Kanois, so you think that, but he says that the right Mahalach is better. He says it's better Kanois. And he asks him, the one who asked Reb Chaim, I am the safer. He says, what can I do? This is what I heard from Shmuel Granyamin, who heard it from Chavetz Chaim himself, that the Yeshua Mahalach is better. So just the Haisafa onto that vice, it's not just shkul. Yeah, Avada, it's pashut to me that Avada, while I'm saying this over, I'm not coming to give musa to my neighbor, Rabbi. Avada, there's a, I don't want to say it's the derech memutza, because there are two mahalchim, but even within the mahalch of kanois, the way the Chavetz Chaim words it, it doesn't mean there's no scream at the person. There's a mahalch within that. I'm not going to be mayor chanet, but even within that, it's wrong and right. It's not. It's wrong and right. There's a degree there that was wrong. In my story, there's a degree that was clearly wrong. There's no malach. Just brings out better the two sides. And Lamaisi, you have to respect both. The shkulim. Our Messiah definitely veers towards reaching out. But yet, a person has to be careful. A person has to keep in mind that there is the risk of getting harmed. In Sefer, the Chavetz Chaim says shkulim. In this Derech Sikha, I don't know which I believe more. Remember, this is also Sefer, not Reb Chaim didn't write it either. So I get very nervous. I don't know what he was, the guy was a chaper. I don't know if the guy asked him before, during. So in Sefer the Chavetz Chaim, he says shkulim. He says they're equal. So in this Sefer, this guy was chapering Reb Chaim Shalom. Reb Chaim
Is it possible that's not it, that even if it's like an ineffective type of mahalach, it's still not wrong?
Yeah, it's very possible. It's possible that there's too much risk. You shouldn't give up your chayecha koitman. It's possible that a ruchmi is
sealed. What are you doing? Okay, so what are you, if it's ineffective, why is it not wrong? What are you doing at all?
Because now I'm protecting myself. I'm not thinking about him now. I have to protect myself. If I start connecting to him and make believe I'm one of him and schmoozing him, so I'm going to be impacted. I'm protecting myself.
So don't do anything. What are you doing?
No, because I'll be influenced. If I'm quiet, if I'm shayzik, I'll be influenced. I have to come out fiery. I have to protect my kids. My kids see I'm quiet, they're going to... That's the fear in it. So my kids see we're quiet. Just... There's no... Very stark, it's very extreme, very kitzoni. That's the worry. My kids are going to be influenced. If there's any kesha, I'm nervous I'm going to lose my kids. I'm nervous I'm going to lose... That's... I'm not coming to... The forum of the Shia is not a political forum. There's a lot to speak about this whole... This mahalach. There's a lot to think about. Bemis is roilus bainin. Some it's very roilus bainin. It's different mahalachim. This... The ashkoch, to me, it's more a mais of ashkoch than anything else. It's like, yeah, shlas. I say it every year. It's amazing mais ashkoch. But that week, I was very upset. And I held such Hashem talks. It's a pelach sometimes. Hashem entire talks to us. Say, the belt is tefillah, we talk to Hashem. Torah is Hashem talks to us. So my session, all week I was disturbed by it. Very disturbed. My kids has a little. I'm saying now both sides. At the time there was only one side. I was very upset. And I came back, Shabbos is Parsha Shlach, and I opened up the Chavetz Chaim. It was amazing. I don't remember how many days before Shabbos was. And I came Shabbos, and I opened up the Chavetz Chaim. And he says, these two mahalachim, it was it's amazing, my sashkoch. I feel to share with them. I know some, many of them has been Teretz Yisrael. If an American goes Teretz Yisrael, it's very hard to, less and less, because, like I said, it's changing. But it's still hard to, some it's hard to deal with, it's hard to understand this. You can stay in school name, and here you have the Medoya that are quoted as saying, Yeshua Mal's better. The Chofetz Chaim is equal, school name. So, it's good to know. It's good to know there are two mahalchim. And yeah, the person has to go with his messiahs to ask his rebellion, what's the mahalach for him, what's the mahalach in a particular time. And like I said, each mahalach is wrong and right. In the mahalach of Kiruv, says a guy who's being too close, he's talking to girls, the makarav men, not ladies. In each mahalach, don't think it's hefkeris. In the mahalach of reaching out, it's not hefkeris. You could be going over the line. It's very shaykh. A guy goes to a shabbaton, mixed girls and boys, he's still going over the line. We all reaching out. Okay, there's right and wrong in that. In the other mahalach, in the mahalach of not becoming one, there's wrong and right. You don't say shalom. That has nothing to do. Say shalom. Say good morning. That has nothing to do with these two mahalachim. So in each mahalach, there's still wrong and right. There's still correct and wrong. But there are. But one would be not telling the truth to make believe it's one mahalach. There are two mahalachim. I can't synthesize and say that, well, it's one. That's why I can't get up here and say, Derech Mamutza, let's be in between. Let's work. You can't be. There's two mahalachim here. If you're going to take the mahalach, the Yisrael mahalach, so you can't say, and also reach out, but I'll. It's not that way. It's not being nemistic. It's not you make a picture of the ship. You try to, like a politician, you try to Democrat, Republican, it's all the same. You show the politicians who become presidents, Yadua, no extreme guy becomes president. If a guy's a strong Republican, this is where I'm shooting in politics. A strong Republican will never become president of the United States. A strong Democrat will never become. It's always the one who's towards the center. A Democrat who has, like, Republican, the T is towards Republican, he has... It's always how much of a chakran it could be. He like balances, yeah, I'm pro-abortion, but anti-some, you know. How much you could lie about two opposite things. How much you could get. The center means, the Pirush of center is a liar. That's the Pirush. And the guy who's in the, and that's the Pirush of center means a liar. That's the Taich. I mean, the president always is the center guy. The guy who can not be, he can be a Republican without turning up that. You need some Democratic votes. You wouldn't win otherwise. See, you're a Republican who can lie enough that you'll. So I don't want to lie yet. I don't want to synthesize these two shittas. There are two shittas. There clearly are two shittas. It's not. But in each shittah, that doesn't mean the extreme is right. There's a way they can be closer to each other. There's no way they can be one and the same. And some of the answer is that there's Eilu Veil Dibel Kim Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim says in Sefer, we need Yidden like this, we need Yidden like that. We need Yidden in Eretz Yisrael with their Mahalach. We need Yidden with Eretz Yisrael. At least the whole Eretz Yisrael can't be one way. That's clear, we need both. That's clear. Even if Reb Chaim says that one Mahalach is more, this Yid quotes, Clear if you ask the B'chaim, do we need Yidden who have Yeshua and Kali's mouth? We need Yidden both. That's clear. I hope what's on my mind. I spoke about it this week, so I don't want to be Marich. I spoke to my Shiva about it this week, so I don't want to be Marich on this point. But I want to speak a little about Zrizus, thinking of Zrizus, coming to the summer. You hear Amol Yevachrim looking for a job, a counselor job, the least possible work. It's a terrible zach. I want to read to them in Indian of what Zrizus, what the Mesias Sharam says about Zrizus. It's one of my favorite Mesias Sharams. We have a terrible view that the goal in life is menuchas, relaxation. We have such a view that there's such a goal, like relaxation. A person pictures sitting somewhere in mid-America, Nebraska, lying down, relaxing, as if that's some sort of ideal. There's a Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah says, "Soymias yavanas v'ayves amalacha." If you ask some any position of stature, ask somebody looking at the position of chinuch, what's the mile, what's the chesaron? Somebody would say this. Any position of chinuch, any position of stature, of rabbanus, of where you're, so they said, listen, the price to pay for rabbanus is his hard work. Clearly hard work. Chinuch's hard work. Rabbanus is hard work. Any position of stature, if you're a political leader, any position of stature is a hard work. You don't get there. There's no position you just get there easily. You have to put a lot of work in. There's no position you rise without serious amelus. So any nesius has work. So you say the price to pay is the work. Okay, it's a hard price to pay. But okay, but the gain is nesius. At least look at the stature. The stature is the gain. You get to be above people, to lord over people. So the stature is the gain, and the price to pay is the work. Zok Shmaya is the exact opposite. You're so mistaken. The gain is the work. The gain, Zok Shmaya, is the work. The sinus rabbonis, the stature is the price to pay. That is the best thing that in Gashmias, in Derech HaTeva, the best thing of the person, the Seich Ami Anochi Yoshevus. There's no glick in being having stature, in having lordship over people. We say Alchet for lording over people. There's no glick, there's no luck. The sinus rabbonis, that's the price to pay. The price to pay, is the gain is the work, you get to be oivet for the tzibur. The price to pay is the stature. People make a mistake. It says, we'll read them Sias Hasharim in a minute. As much as I could say, Sias Hasharim says it a billion times better. People think the curse, it's a chlala, man has to work hard. What a chlala. Man has to work hard. I have a little secret. It's a bracha, man should work hard. So what's the chlala? It's a bracha. A person has to work. A person who doesn't work is bad for him. It's depression, psychologists. This supports psychologists. If people work, psychologists go out of business. The worst thing for a person is not to work. A person, what's the curse? It's a bracha. The curse of Rabbi says, the curse is that the work has to be to get your bread. Instead of the work being learning Torah all day, avadi have to be amol. The curse is not b'zeis apecha. You read the pasuk wrong. It all depends where you put the stress. A guy's name could be Kalish or Kalish. You have to say it right. Kalish is the name. You read the pasuk to put the stress in the right place. So you read the pasuk. With the pasuk, oh, b'zeis apecha. You read it wrong. B'zeis apecha. You have to sweat. That's not the klala. You have to sweat. Toicha lechem. Your sweat has to be to your bread. The sweat of your brow is not a klala. We say Ashrei mi shamol b'toyer. Amelus medafavin. Amelus yakdeh. Ashrei mi shamel b'al b'toyer. Lucky is the one that his amelus is in Torah. The amelus has to be. Lucky is the guy that he's zoichet. Amelus is essential to the human. The human can't function without amelus. The human's mush without amelus. The human's depressed without amelus. The human being without amelus sitting in Aruba needs psychologists. He needs 10 psychologists. So Ashrei mi shamol b'toyra. The amelus, it's so funny that people feel bad if somebody works hard. Oh, you work so hard. Nebuchadnezzar, the guy who's not working. We have a whole society built on we love menucha, which destroys the person. Let me read to you Mesias Hasharim. He says that what causes Rizus to Vagodosh Bakum, he's saying the biggest mafsid of Rizus, is Bakashas HaMenucha Gufus. People who desire menucha, the sinas HaTarech, people who hate work. People who love pleasures, betashim kol tanayim, to their fullness. It has to be pleasure to its fullness, to its mass. Kine adam kazeh, a person like that, vaday shetichbar alaba avoida. It's very difficult, it's heavy for him, avoida, ufnei boyer, in front of Hashem, kaydi God with great heaviness. Somebody wants to eat full relaxation and menucha. He wants to sleep without any worries. And unless it's absolutely essential, he's hesitant from going anywhere. Things like this. It's difficult for him to go to shul in the morning. Or to rush his meal for mincha in the afternoon. To go to his bar mitzvah, less essential. The guy can't go to his friend's chas. He doesn't like moving. Certainly to run from mitzvah talmud Torah, he doesn't like moving. He likes pleasure and nachas. And somebody who's margal atzma, the minhagah say with this minhag, that he in his mind has this mishagas, there's some sort of like good feeling, relaxing, and chilling out. He has a nenu adim batzma. He loses control over himself. Last his head with that shirta. He can't turn even when he wants. He can't do the opposite of this. His will is tied up in maser in the lack her hergel of just what he's used to. Hanaset tevashin has become a second nature by him. He's just used to relaxing and chilled out. He's locked with a beautiful lashon. Kfar nesa ritzayna. His will is locked. B'masa hergel hanaset tevashini. V'amnam. Tzayu sheyedar. The person has to know. Ki loyil menuchu b'olam hazeh. He's not in menuch. He's not for menuch in this world. Ela amu tereyach. He's putting it to be amelus and tereyach. Hayoyim la'asoysoy. Today is for the mafer l'kabelschar. Tomorrow, you mixed it up, menucha. There's a yoyim shekulim menucha. Shabbos is yoyim menucha. Me'ein olam haba. You mix, you want menucha. This hayoyim la'asoysoy, mafer l'kabelschar. You mixed it up. La'yinek ba'atzim el minig ha'poylim. A person should be known as a minig of workers. Ha'isin melocha etzal maskireim. Will do work by their employees. Ke'inyim ha'sho yoymer. Agi with yoymanan. Rabbanan used to say, we're workers. Like people go out to war, soldiers in their war lines. They eat very fast. They sleep temporary. They're always ready for the short time to come where war is going to break out. Person is created for work. When you get used to that it's good, healthy to work. There's no ideal to chill out, and it's stupidity. It's not happiness for a person. He'll find that the avoid is kalavad. It's easy. The avoid is easy. He's always ready just to move. He's always ready to. What's that called when they move troops? Deploy troops. What's the word? Deploy is another word. When they just go in motion. But he's always ready just to. I'm sorry?
Mobilize.
He's always ready. Valzeh, derech om, ischoy, mevracha, thank you, Shmuley. Kachi, derech, shal, Torah, pasimel, toichel, mayim, besura, tishim, besura, means a measurement. Valarz, tishan, shuklal, archach, betas, manuch, zvidayim. That's a little pshat in the Mishnah. When it says, pasimel, toichel, mayim, besura, tishim, valarz, tishan, what that Mishnah Novice means is that a person says, that's not a zikr, it's a rhyme. That he's not looking for the food, he's not focused on that. That's an agav issue, but he's ready for work. Is always ready to work. My muscle, people feel, I was mired during the week, I'm not going to be mired. People feel this is very harsh when you speak about against menucha and against relaxing. My muscle, I said this muscle many times, is as follows. A guy buys a car, he buys a brand new Lexus, and he calls the dealer a week later that I want a refund fully, it's not working. I say, really? He sold some of the Lexus, we never had a problem. He says, yeah, for Dairy Dairy's my family, we buy Lexuses. And we take a pot of eggs and we try to fry it on top of the Lexus. For some reason, the eggs aren't frying. I say, you're crazy. And the Lexus doesn't heat up enough from the sun that you can fry eggs on top. It's not meant for that. He says, what? L'dairi dairis, my family, we cook eggs on cars. We, for some reason, it doesn't usually work, but this is what we try. I thought I'd be the one who would work by. This is what I'm used to. You tell me, just go and sit in the car. No, what are you talking about? You're supposed to fry eggs on top of car. This is what I am, sir. You're being harsh with me. The guy says, go in the car, press on the gas, you'll see it'll stop moving the car. What, buddy? You're being too hard, you're being unrealistic. What are you talking about? You're crazy. This is what I was told. The world of, I say, Hashem looks at the world and says, ki toiv. There's a mistake here. But The world's Alexis. Hashem says the beginning of Bereishis, the world's Toiv. Why is three quarters of America by psychologists then? Keep telling me, why Hashem says good? There's something wrong here. It's good for what the world's supposed to be. It's the best place for action, to do, to accomplish. Oh, you thought you're supposed to fry eggs? Get in the car and drive. It's exhilarating. You'll see, I'm not being extreme, it's exhilarating. Press on the gas, the car will take off, it's geschmack. The world's awesome as a place, hayoyim la'saysam. It's not a good place to sit back and menucha and eschar. It's not a good place to, it's geschmack, it's happy, it's joyous. Use to drive, steps exhilarating. As the breeze rushes by, you're flying along on the highway, it's geschmack. To fry eggs, the eggs won't taste, so it doesn't really work. The car doesn't heat up enough. That's not the world's war. You're trying that manucha. The world's not designed for a person to be in Aruba instead of beach. He needs 10 psychologists then. He needs psychologists. It's not designed that. Sorry. It's not what it's built with. Machlo kamaskar. You mixed it up. Hayoyim la'soysim. Today is to do. The Alter is a beautiful piece. It's not Bidiyuk, the same thing. It's not exact. The Alter Nevaradik, Madrigson, is a beautiful piece. He speaks about Menucha. It's related. He speaks about Menucha. This desire for everything. But instead of the Menucha, this is Vayter Oilam Hazeh. There's two Nekudas. There's Menucha, people want to be in Aruba. And people also want every detail to be right for them. We are the age, you walk into your car, you press what degree you want it on, 68 degrees. You go into your house, what temperature do you want it on, 69, boom. Everything has to be exact. So we spend our lives waiting. This is also a form of Menucha. He calls it Menucha. For everything to be exact. We want everything to function in this world. Hashem said to him, so it's supposed to be good in this world. So we want everything to be exact, then I'll start doing. And the emes, this world is toiv, it's unbelievable, it's toiv ma'ayim. It's toiv ma'ayim just to do. To do no matter what, how many degrees it is outside. It's not totally an environment to do. To accomplish, and it's happy and simcha. All psychologists will go out of business. Just accomplish and do more and more. Zuck, listen to a Chaim Salvam, it's a beautiful Madrega Sadam, I'm sorry. He says as follows, he differentiates between Shalva and Menucha. Very interesting piece. He says in this Bainim is a Nimsa ki Yeshalva Yesh Menucha. There's an imperic gimel of Nekuda Sa'emes, Madrega Sadam. He says that Shalva and there's Menucha. Ve'em Dvarim Menugadim, they're opposites. There's Shalva and Menucha, the two opposites. Shalva Nikra Be'es, Shloyech L'Shem Davar. He's speaking about it's wrong to live B'Shalva. Yaakov in a Bikei Shleishiv B'Shalva. He says Shalva is the Pshat, that a person's not missing anything. Tranquility. Neish Yesh Loi Kol Masha. Person has everything he desires. He's going to say that Shalva is bad, Menucha is good. His Menucha is different than the Menucha we're speaking about. You'll hear the Menucha he's speaking about. Shalva, he says it's important to live a life of Menucha. The life of Menucha is the life of doing. You'll see in a second. Shalva, tranquility, which is bad, means that you're not missing anything. Umuchan etzlai kol mashut tzarech. It's by you everything you need. Ve'en et tzarech lidoi klum. You don't have to worry at all. Yeshua, Dira Tiger is a nice house. Beautiful, fancy, gorgeous house. All his gashmias that he needs is a beautiful car. He has money put away, a big bank account when he needs it. And his business, the shoe is going to shmak. All the things he owns, his car is in good shape. He's under a good shmir. He has a warranty on his car. He has the high life. He has no enemies who are looking to get him. That's lucky. A shalom ba'olam, peace in the world. Umatzid b'riyos ha'detayiv, his health is very good. V'amidus heim asveyim ratzon, everything's mamish. Get all of this guy. V'u nechvar, people consider him chasher. V'daitim skabelas ba'asviv ha'shalom, and his opinion's accepted around whatever he says, people listen. Ein lo ben gilay ha'shayaktim ha'losay, he has no friends who put him down. He's his own man. The Chol Dom Shepoin Matzneh, wherever he turns, is successful. Zenik Shalva. That's tranquility. The Shalva is Ksilim Ta'abdim. The Shalva of fools will destroy them. If a person cannot function, Until he has this type of tranquility, the cholinyan of Yisudo like Kfirat Sinai, and everything around him is set up according to his will, such a person is in tremendous danger. With a little change, that his matzav will come crashing to the ground. Good, how much time in his life is everything going to be perfect, every one of his ratzin? If there's a little change, times will change, and his matzav will start to shake, as he has no base to stand on. His life is devastated. The slightest thing, Nisaya comes his way, boom, the guy's life is devastated. And then he swallows his life. The dogas with worry are built by paiskas that don't stop. The slightest thing happens, boom, devastated, can't function. That's the life, the one who needs shalva. He needs that all his ritzoinus are exactly aligned the way he wants them. V'yesh adam shuchai chai menucha. There's a life menucha, which is good menucha. You'll hear what we would describe until now, shalva. You hear what menucha means. It's a life menucha. U'mazep menucha. What's this menucha that is good? She'ein et tzorach l'klum. You don't need anything. Not because he's surrounded by all his needs and the desires of his heart. Not because he's surrounded by all his needs and his desires. Not because he has everything. The guy has no needs, not because he has everything in the world. Ella, because he doesn't want the things that people normally want. This type is what everybody desires. He's not machshiv them. He understands the chesaron in all these mitzvahs. They don't leave you during the day, but they're not silent at night. He leaves his desire for all his ritzinus. He throws all his packages to Hashem. And through that he thinks, the choshes asivus, and how little they come, everything's b'dei shemayim. And everything's b'shus habayre. He's just b'teach b'gzeres Hashem. He trusts in whatever Hashem throws his way. And he's just b'tuach b'Hashem. Ma'shenigza yavoyloi. And this describes menucha. The person, not the pshat, he has everything that he desires, he has all the relaxation, he does and accomplishes, and just as betochen Hashem, that whatever Hashem throws at him, he has a menucha in that. Earlier he says that a person always thinks that, he says a person, lufi daitid cheshboine, a person always thinks that if he's massive all his needs and his desires are zirvach, like that'll be good. If he just gets that next car, if his wife would just stop saying this, if his this would just stop this, if his mother would just stop, then he'll be happy. Then va'oz yimsa menuch l'nafshay, and he'll be freed from all daitis and mitzaynis that don't let him sleep. It's a tois mochlat, it's a definite mistake. Because not attaining anything will give him this menucha. The only thing he says that will get any refuel makas, he says, except he gives a mashal like drinking salty water. The more he drinks, the thirstier he is. He says the only thing is, the only possibility to get real menucha is to mivatli yiritzaynus, not to go but are the tias aturds. It's his definition. I want to end with something else. What time is it, Josh? 11:45. Yeah, you have to end it soon. So that's, it's kedai, those that have time to read the Perek Tes in Zrizus before the summer, to read the rest of the Perek Tes. Kedai to read the Sisharim, beautiful Mesias Sharim. Kedai to read often the Mesias Sharim. But Stam, before we end it, in the summer, people should look, somebody should look to work. Nobody should look for the 2 months, learn for a month for sure. For the month that a person has off, nobody should look, if you're looking for a bachur b'frat, looking for a job, probably the accountant at least work. If I can't find the accountant job that makes you work hard, it's healthy to work, you'll have better b'nazmanim if you work. Guy looks to go, I love seed. The one thing, if guy goes on seed work, make sure, not too much relaxed downtime. Too much downtime, you need a psychologist here for the summer. You'll come to this man, push his hurt, forget him. And when a person's down, he falls into all taivas. Falls into all kolmine b'shkasim also. The avodah is to work. A person, adam lo mal yulad. If you can't be in tari, you're tired out from tari, you need a little break, so work on something else. That's how you rest up. You have to be amol. A person's not designed not to be amol. A little break a person needs, but a person's designed, we're built to be amol. But we're not being amol, we're not functioning, we malfunction. Okay. There's a Yerushalmi like this. The Yerushalmi says by the Meraglim. So it says by the Meraglim, they said Eretz Achelos Yishvehel. It's a land that destroys people. It eats its inhabitants. What happened? There were Levias. When they were going around spying, there were Levias all over. So they came back. What they should have seen it, but they saw such a terrible thing. People die there. It's a bad land there, Yisrael. Ben, as Rashi brings, that was with Tevasam. People were dying. It was Ashkach El Yainah. It's from Hashem. In order to make it, Hashem gave a big bracha. They wouldn't be caught spying. You're spying around. Hashem made Levias. They'd be so busy, they wouldn't catch you. So it was Mela Tayvascha, you view as negative. You view as negative. The nature, in general, of Tzaros, when people have one thing bad happen to them, here it wasn't even bad. The nature of people have there, with the word Tsar, besides meaning pain, what does the word Tsar mean? Kolam Kula Gesher Tsar Ma'idin's narrow. The nature of Tzaros is it shrinks vision. Is the person stops seeing, will complain, will say, oh, it's Geferlachai, this sorrow. Have you seen there's a lot of rock in my life? Your life's full of tremendous bracha. You had hands and legs and a mouth. Givalda the bracha. You ate food today. You ate breakfast. Lunch. Maybe there was no lunch. You're too poor. You couldn't afford lunch. Supper. We have so much bracha surrounded by. Tzaras make a person blind. Tzara, the Lashon Tzara is lack of focus. The Shibud Mitzrayim Netzar is boundaries also. It pushes a person in. That's Mitzrayim. It's a Netzar. The person doesn't see. The person doesn't see, there's a lot of bruch out there. Rabbi Kessler told me a vert that it says in the Gemara Babakama, called Mespal Bat Chaver, who tzarech lo yisad dava, who nena tchila. If you daven for your friend and you need that very thing, you're answered first. So Rabbi Kessler said, the Lashon who nena tchila, he's been answered first. Should say, who yeena, he will be answered first. Rabbi Kessler said, that is the answer. The fact that you daven for your friend and you needed it is the answer to your problem. Stop looking so narrow. There's a big world out there. Look at other people, notice other things. So if you must spout that is who nana, you've already been answered. Beautiful pshat. But and it's emes. Not just beautiful, it's emes. So the way to beat Tzaras is to try to look to see in a bigger picture, to see if there's a lot of simcha going on. Perspective. The one problem is, the Yerushalmi says over here, the Yerushalmi is like this, the Yerushalmi in Shkolim, the Yerushalmi says, I saw this quoted by the Torah Tmima, brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in Shkolim on Amud Beis. The Yerushalmi says as follows. It's Pirushua ben Pazi b'shem Rebbe says Hey Nikra v'loy Nivas. The three psukim that you read v'loy Nivas, you're not filled with fright. It's so scary. The three scary psukim. So I want to relate one of those psukim. The one pasuk in this week's parasha, he says as follows. With Taifa, concerning good, it says, Oz Yashir Maisho B'nei Yisrael. In order to get Klal Yisrael to sing praises L'Toiv, you have to have a Cyrus. Oz Yashir Maisho B'nei Yisrael. Maisho sang and drew Klal Yisrael to sing. So L'Toiv, you have to be drawn in to sing Hashem's praises. But Lirat says, Mar Pars, Batisa Kol Eida. Nobody had inspired them. Batisa Kol Eida. It says the whole Eida raised their voice and cried. Nobody had inspired them. Nobody had to lead them. They heard the bad Basura. Vada the Meraglim said the bad Basura. But then it doesn't say the Meraglim cried with all Klai Yisrael. Batisa Kol Eida. Batisa Kol Eida. V'yidnu es koil yivkor balay lahu. The whole Eda raised their voice and cried. Without any Osiris. It's the nature of bad. Ha, when there's bad ha, there's something negative. It flies around. Nobody needs to be encouraged. Everybody's, yeah. Well, we can rile up a crowd. In 3 seconds, we can all get this room. Anybody can stand up, say something negative about Waterbury, and have the room riled up. Vayivku kol Eda, they all cried. There was no. Vatisa kol Eda, yidlas kailam. Kol Eda, there was no. Where's the leader? You don't have a definition. You don't need any leader, you don't need any Osiris for negative. For positive, it's Asyash and Maish, we need Osiris. That's the nature of man. So he says, who doesn't read it? Say, Nikrav like Nifas. Who doesn't tremble for such a thing? But in our life, we always have to misayir ourselves to thank Hashem for all the bracha. We have to constantly, it's something, a Nikrav like Nifas. Who can't read this and not tremble? What's the fear? It's a mitzvah. So the fear is that it's our avoided to constantly be mechazer yourself to sing for the Tov. As Yashir Mai, we have to, if somebody else, if we have a Ravid Miller to inspire us, well, Ashreinu, if we don't have to inspire ourselves, I've said it probably 1,000 times, now 1,001. It's by when the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Baruch Hinashias Hashem. So Avigdor Miller says pshat, that it means, we think it means, my nefesh praises Hashem. It's not what it means. It means he's being misayir his nefesh. Baruch Hinashias Hashem. Nefesh, wake up and praise Hashem. We have to wake up, Rabbi Yisrael, and start praising Hashem. Baruch Hinashias Hashem. We have to misayir ourselves to praise Hashem. Hey, Nikrov Loinivas, who can read this and not tremble? That you can get a whole Klaus on a second to complain. To groan, but you can call it to what was the biggest bracha you get in Eretz Yisrael, it's Gevalt. They can take something which is not even a tzara. It's cool like bracha. It's hey, Nikrov Loinivas, and what a dar of Kedoshim. Our greatest generation is frightening. Our greatest generation in a rega could be inspired to all start crying at Bechir Shalchinam. In a second, to be all upset and angry, riled up. In a second, hey, nikkav le'nivas. It's nothing. I can go around the kollel, get every kollel guy riled up in 10 minutes. It's nothing. Hey, nikkav le'nivas, and you can get me riled up in 3 minutes. Nothing. Hey, nikkav le'nivas. It's frightening. Mashenkin l'toyv, it takes great Cyrus. As Yashu Moshe b'nei Yisrael. Takes Meshunadik and Cyrus. Trachten, we've been going to see him after see him lately. We should dance with joy, but it means a bacher finishes himself. The Volvi Benedict is not here right now. Stomach was up late. He finished kedushin today. Bacher after bacher finishing mesechtas. That didn't we pass by. Then we compl- what's that? What's left to complain? People finishing mesechtas. Bacher yeshiva learning Torah. What's left to complain? What's left to complain? Amol bacher nesayir. A lot of guys not learning. Do you see? You know what it means? Somebody learning yeshiva. It's so great if we ignore. What it means people finishing the sechtas, bachum yes learning on a Friday late in the zman, listening to somebody play darshan away of nothing, is dover. Not only we're saying words of Torah, my extra sabbaz, but we're reading words of Torah. So bachum are willing to ignore the extra sabbaz and listen to words of Torah. We have to thank Hashem, b'makat toif Hashem. We have to misayir yourself over and over and over to b'makat toif Hashem. It won't happen naturally. If you're waiting for it, okay, so it should come. It's not the way it is. Hey, Nikrav Lengavas. It's not the way it is. As Yashir Moshe, it needs an Isairus. It needs Baruch Hinashias Hashem. So I made a decision. I'm going to ask Aaron to start Baruch Hinashias. We should sing for a few minutes and think. But normally the Pshat of a Kuntz, we want to sing. Okay, let's do an Aruch Mistik Oifin. Here I want the Shmuz. I want us to tracht. The singing is only in the terms of a trachting, not the trachting in the terms of a singing. The Elam should tracht, but it means we're Zeich to learn Torah. What it means with Zaycha to learn Hashem's Torah. A Velt out there, do what? Do nothing. They're darshing about Reagan for a week. What have they said about the person? What about the person? Where's the antidote? Say over a mice. I went to a mice that came after he died. Did he? It's the same thing. Yeah, I know. He brought down communism. The Baruch Hashem, but it hasn't anything about the person. Where's the person? Who is the. Can you tell me a story about him? Sometime a guy came to me and he gave away all his money that nobody heard of. Tell us that should be this bar. I want to hear the first mice that comes that nobody knows of. Maybe they'll be a sure mice. I don't know. Maybe it's a decent person. I have no idea. But where's Zaycha? Yeah, I don't know. But one thing I do know is the Bacham, the Yeshiva, each one is precious and valuable. And we're Zaycha to be together with Bnei Aliyah. We're Zaycha to be in the Yeshiva. We're Zaycha to learn Torah. We're Zaycha to be the Am Hashem. We're Zaycha to be special people. We have to misar ourselves to thank Hashem. If we're not misar ourselves, if we don't get ourselves going, we don't say, Baruch Hinash Hashem, let's go, Nefesh. Praise Hashem. We're not misar, we don't push ourselves to do it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Naturally, we'll groan through life like a lot of people do. We'll groan and moan all about the difficulties of life. Oy, I'm getting old. Oy, oy, oy. All the groans and moans of life. If we're not misar ourselves to be Avigdor Miller, to be that Avigdor Miller like, to be Avraham Avinu like, to be somebody who priest, to be Yid, Yehudim are called Yehudim Sfasemis because we're Hoda Dava Gadol Dal Katam. Our essence of our name is Yehudim, Sfasemis says, because we thank Hashem over and over. That's our essence. We won't be our essence naturally though. It takes a little service. It takes a service to sing to Hashem, to think about it. But we have to work on ourselves.
Yeah.
one last time, and then we'll sing Shabbos.